بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا, سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا, سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا. اللهم نور قلوبنا بعلمك واستعمل أبداننا لطاعتك ووفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدى, إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا الله يا وهاب يا فتاح, يا الله يا وهاب يا فتاح, يا الله يا وهاب يا فتاح. أما بعد, yesterday we were traveling so we weren't here yesterday, alhamdulillah, but now we're back to continuing with our regular program. Thursday we covered the hadith of Ayatul Kursi and how that was a protection from shaitan, especially when recited before we go to bed, and how shaitan himself taught this, shared this dua, or the benefits of this dua with Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Now we move on to, inshallah, another dua today here. The hadith, a very famous incident takes place at the Battle of Badr. And what exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua on that night. That is one of the things that we can cover that inshallah. And also maybe a smaller one would be the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned regarding someone who cannot go to sleep. So I'll share with a smaller dua here first. وعن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه قال شكوت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرقاء أصابني, فقال قل اللهم غارت النجوم وهدأت العيون وأنت حي قيوم لا تأخذك سنة ولا نوم يا حي يا قيوم أهدئ ليلي وأنم عيني فقلتها فأذهب الله عز وجل عني ما كنت أجد. We notice that in the lives of the Sahaba, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only served as a spiritual, naturally spiritual mentor and spiritual doctor, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also assisted the Sahaba when they were dealing with physical pain, medical issues as well. Naturally, this is the deen has solutions to these things. So it's the Sahabi, he comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, I am complaining of insomnia. I cannot fall asleep. And nowadays this is a very big issue. People also, they're resorting to all kinds of things simply because they just cannot fall asleep at night. Lots of medications and things of that sort. So a lot of times this is because of a physical problem, naturally, and a lot of times it's because of an emotional and psychological issue. A person is going through sadness, worry, depression, anxiety, and cannot have the calmness it requires to be able to fall asleep. So this is an imtihan, an ibtila, a test. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How surprising is the affair of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ. All his affairs are good for him. No matter what difficulty or ease he's going through, the affairs are good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And because this is for no, this aspect of everything being good for him is only for a believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتُ سَرَّى. If goodness comes to him, shakara, he is grateful. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And this is good, there is benefit for him enjoying the goodness because he's able to make shukr. وَإِنَ صَابَتُ ضَرَّى. And if difficulty comes to him, sabara, then he remains patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And then in this difficulty, there's good for him. So no matter what the situation may be for a believer, there will always be goodness in these situations or difficult situations. So a person who falls asleep, alhamdulillah, every night on time, easily, he used to make sugar. But how many times do you and I, those of us who have no sleeping issues, how many times do we make shukr over the fact that alhamdulillah, I'm able to go to sleep? It's a big problem. For those of you know who can't fall asleep, you know how bad that is. And those of us who do go to sleep on time or is able to fall asleep, the one or two times in your life, or I don't know how many more times, that you are not able to fall asleep because of some issue, you know how that feels when your feet hurt or your back hurts or you just are worried and anxiety with something that you cannot go to sleep. And let's just not talk about sleeping on time or sleeping late. Let's talk about sleep. What a blessing. Allahu Akbar. Right? We don't even regard this as a ni'mah. It's like, yeah, I just, you know, woke up. But the fact that you are able to go to sleep for X number of hours and wake up and how you feel now. It's an ajeeb system Allah has given us. That the relaxation, the rejuvenation that comes through sleep is unlike anything else. And this goes to every blessing, like going to the bathroom and relieving ourselves. What a blessing. A person who cannot relieve himself, ask him the pain of not being able to relieve himself. Ajeeb. Stomach bloated, stomach being bloated in your stomach, not able to release get a wind or break wind or, you know, release the gas or going to number one, number two. All these things, if Allah Azza wa Jalla were to make a little bit of change, it becomes like next to unbearable. And similarly, not being able to fall asleep is a huge test. And unfortunately, we know that they use this as a torture tactic against our own brothers and sisters many times, and others as well, where they force them, sleep deprive them through various means for days on end. And this is where a person has a mental breakdown. So, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions sleep and the night as a blessing. And may Allah forgive us, we don't honestly thank Allah for this. We don't even regard it. We just take it as natural. Oh, it's hawra, it's fine. Ask the person to whom he has lost this. So then the next part of it is to be able to sleep on time. Or to sleep, want to sleep, be able to fall asleep when you want to. And not have to stay awake looking at the ceiling and whatnot. This is another big, big blessing. So no matter what the situation may be, if we are able to, alhamdulillah, get sleep, good, proper sleep every day, we have to start making shukr for it. And if we are not able to fall asleep, then we have to address those issues, whatever medical issues they are, whatever emotional, psychological issues they are, address them in their own respective manner. So araq is a psychological issue many times, which makes it difficult for a person to fall asleep. I shouldn't say araq is just psychological, it could be physical as well. Just insomnia, generally, you could say. So the shari'i ilaj is that a person uses the power of dhikr to be able to calm himself. Uses the power of dhikr to be able to relieve the pain. I'll also tell you, this sometimes insomnia, at times, not normal, but at times, someone who never has it, and now he can't fall asleep, especially when it's coupled with pain in the back, in the lower back, or pain in the legs. You know, they say in Urdu, I don't know what's the translation in English, they say, paon khich rahe, right? What's the English translation for that? Anyway, right? When you basically just feel a lot of pain in your legs, and fatigue, I guess so, in the feet, thighs, knees, etc. Sometimes it also happens. If there you haven't slept and you've been on your feet for hours and end, that's obvious. But if you say, no, I don't understand, I mean, I had my normal schedule, but I feel a lot of pain in these spots. They are at times the effect of athar of al-ayn, the evil eye. Also, usually these are spots that affect the person in the lower back or in the legs. So if a person is feeling that suddenly, then we should read Mu'awwidhatayn, Qul A'udhu Bil-Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bin-Nas, Ayatul Kursi, for sure. Generally speaking, we should read Qul Ya Al-Kafirun, Qul Allahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bil-Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bin-Nas, the four Qul every day. But if you're going through this suddenly, read it a little bit more. Read the last ayats of Surah Al-Qalam 21 times. وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا يَزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونٌ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ الْعَالَمِينَ. Read that 21 times. And blow on your hand and wipe over your body. If the issue still persists, then you can read Manzil. Right? All of us, inshallah, have access to the Manzil. 30 verses of the Quran that are very effective in protecting ourselves from the evil effects of these things. Hasad, Ayn, Nadar, and so forth. Sihar. If you do not have in your home, then you can just search online M-A-N-Z-I-L Manzil PDF, and you'll find one that has an English translation with it as well. So alhamdulillah, this is something you should have downloaded. Keep it with you. Make a habit of reading this every day, and also if need be, twice a day, morning and evening. So reading these things, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, will be helpful if there's some ayn or something of that sort that has afflicted a person. Through the barakah of this reading, inshallah tabarakat ta'ala, this will be removed. Then a specific dua that has been mentioned in this hadith is Allahumma gharat al-nujum, right? Oh Allah, it's gotten late, right? Now the stars have even disappeared. Wahada'at al-ayun, and all the rest of the eyes of the people around me in my neighborhood, in my town, they have now been relaxed. Hada'a means to be relaxed. Yani they have, everyone has fallen asleep. Wa anta hayyul qayyum. And oh Allah, you are the one who is all living. Qayyum. Not only are you standing yourself, you are self-sufficient. Qayyum, but everything depends upon you. If Allah goes to sleep, what will happen to the world? Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is alone without anyone's support and help, always there. And Qayyum, He makes sure everything else is also functioning. That's what Qayyum is. And then, لا تأخذك سنة ولا نوم. Oh Allah, you are never afflicted with any tiredness. You're never afflicted with any sleep, the need for sleep. You don't ever even doze off. Sleeping, dozing off, falling asleep, these are attributes of creation, not the attributes of the Creator. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, O the Most Living, O the One who keeps everyone afloat. Ahdi Layli, O Allah, bring peace to my night. There's no peace without sleep. Peace to my night. Wa Anim Ayni, and O Allah, allow my eyes to close. And he put them to sleep. Anim, allow my eyes to go to sleep. فَقُلْتُهَا, Zayd radiallahu anhu says, I said that. فَأَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَنِّي مَا كُنْتُ أَجِدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away and removed from me what I was feeling. Alright? اللَّهُ مَغَارَةَ النُّجُومِ وَهَدَأَتِ الْعُيُونِ وَأَنْتَ حَيٌّ قَيُّومِ. These four words, or actually after that, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, five, what you see here, 60%, 70% of the dua is a person speaking to Allah. This is a common theme that we've been addressing this Ramadan, about how the duas are focused on a human being speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good chunk of the time before we do the actual ask. That's what needs to be done. That we talk about our situation. We talk about the situation of the world. So subhanAllah, a person could say, when speaking to Allah, that Ya Allah, yani I need rizq. Ya Allah, I'm muhtaj, I'm in need. Ya Allah, but you are razaq. You are capable of providing sustenance to anyone and everyone. Ya Allah, but you giving me sustenance, this does not decrease in your treasures. Ya Allah, you provide every one cell organism to the whales and the blue whales and the sharks and the great sharks of the ocean, you provide food for them. You provide food for the largest and the smallest of your creation. You provide food for the jinn. Allah knows how much they eat continuously. Billions of them, trillions of them. Allah's providing. Who's providing food for them? Allah. Oh Allah, you provide for all these people. And you go list. You provide for this, and you provide for this. And you provide. What will happen? Our own yaqeen and Allah's razaqiyah will increase. Our own conviction in Allah being the ultimate greatest provider will increase. And you're doing, you're creating, you're helping yourself by speaking like this. What we call like self-therapy. You know? That you're speaking, and as you speak, your love for Allah is increasing, your attachment and yaqeen in Allah's, with Allah is increasing, your yaqeen in Allah's power is increasing. And then you say, Ya Allah, by you providing me this, this will not hurt you. This one dua, what's that? Allah, you know, like for example, another dua, beautiful. Allahumma la tu'adhibni. What's that? Allahumma la tukhzini. Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi'alim. Oh Allah, do not expose me. Do not what? Don't expose me. What a dua. La tukhzini. Allah, please do not expose me. Do not allow me to be, my sins to come out in front of the people, and I then become disgraced in front of your creation. فَإِنَّكَ بِعَالِمْ, because you already know me. You don't need to prove a point. You already know everything about me. By me, my sins being exposed, it does not bring any greatness to you. It does not bring about something to light that you are not aware of. It does not help the cause, because you are the one who knows everything anyway. So Ya Allah, please do not expose me, for indeed you are aware. وَلَا تُعَذِّبْنِي فَإِنَّكَ عَلَيَّ قَادِرٌ. And oh Allah, please do not put me through punishment, because indeed you are all capable of me, over me in the first place. You know, when someone feels like this person is my enemy, and I haven't been able to respond and avenge myself for so long, then when he gets him all the way, right? So we're telling Allah, Ya Allah, you don't have to prove a point to anyone. We already acknowledge that you have full control over every cell in my body. And if you choose, you can stop my breathing, stop the flow of my blood. You can cause a stroke instantaneously. You can break a bone instantaneously. You can make me go blind in an eye. You can make me stop, lose my sense of smell, lose my sense of hearing. You can have any of my organs stop working. No one can tell you anything. The billions will be spent. Thousands will be spent. All the world that's running around 24/7 in the hospital complexes. May Allah protect us and give shifa to all those who are sick. What is it? It's by the will of Allah. Allah chose to make one small little thing stop working. And look at how many specialists are focusing on one, you know, 1/10 of an inch of the body. Subhanallah. That's the qudra of Allah. That if he presses a button, if I can use that word, you'll have 1,000, you know, specialists running around trying to find the solution. And they will only find the solution if Allah guides them to that. So what are we saying in this dua? Ya Allah, please, you already know me, do not expose me. And you already are all capable over me, so do not punish me. And then another dua is, Ya Allah, habli ma la yadurruk. Grant me that which will not harm you. Right? What's that? What's the one? Allahumma habli ma la yadurruk wa ghfir li. Habli ma la yanqusuk wa ghfir li ma la yadurruk. Oh Allah, gift me that which will. This is why I was mentioning this example. This is a way to speak. Habli ma la yanqusuk. Ya Allah, grant me something which will not decrease your treasures. Aapke khazano mein kya kami hogi? This is how we speak to Allah. I'm asking you for one small thing, or two. Even if why a small thing? Ask for a big thing. But for Allah, it makes no difference. Infinite treasures. Allah gives you 10, or 1, or 5. Habli ma la yanqusuk. I'm asking you to grant me that which will not diminish your treasures in the least. Waghfirli ma la yadurruk. Oh Allah, and forgive me in those sins that I have done, which never harmed you in the first place. Think about that. Does shirk harm Allah? Kufr harm Allah? Ingratefulness harm Allah? No. Nothing harms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a nice way of speaking to Allah. That, Ya Allah, I'm asking you to forgive me from those sins that do not harm you. And grant me those blessings that do not diminish your treasures. Ya Allah, if I say you're great, you're great. And if I didn't say you're great, you're still great. My praising you makes no difference to you. I praise you for my own benefit. I praise you for my own blessing. Even in my praising you, I am looking out for my own interest. So, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to praise you, which will end up becoming a blessing for me. Just say subhanallah, you get a tree in Jannah. Just say alhamdulillah, you get filling up the scales. Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. Saying alhamdulillah fills up the scales. So look how nice Allah Azza wa Jal is, that we are saying a few dhikr, small short ones, and the benefit itself comes back to who? Comes back right back to us. So this dua that we're seeing about insomnia, similarly, you see, is that there is so much discussion here about Allah's greatness. Oh Allah, gharat al-nujum. By Ya Allah, look, it's pitch dark. The stars have disappeared. And everyone is sleeping. You know, there's no noise in the house. When the mice are sleeping and the crickets are sleeping, everyone's sleeping. But guess what? You're not sleeping. Because you are above everything. You're fully in control of everything. But Ya Allah, from all the creation on this street, I'm one of your creation that still hasn't been able to fall asleep. Can you please let me go to sleep? Everyone in the whole neighborhood is pitch dark. The lights are off in all the houses. But I cannot go to sleep. I need you. Usually what happens when the service desk is closed, the front desk is closed, you need something, they say, oh, call back 8 a.m. So now Allah's service desk, you're telling Allah your service desk is always open. All the customers are sleeping, but you are never sleeping. And now I'm calling you. So please pick up and give me my request, is that I need sleep. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful way of speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith on Burayda radiallahu anhu qal, Shaka Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The general, the most famous general of the Muslims, Khalid ibn Walid, he says, he complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma anamu al-layla min al-araq. I'm not able to fall asleep at night. And when a person does not able to fall asleep, it's hard for him to then have a productive day the next day, for him to do ibadah the next morning, for him to be able to read Quran properly, for him to be able to do tahajjud properly. You need rest, you need to be fresh. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَى فِرَاشِكَ When you go to your bed, فَقُلْ Then say, اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَمَا أَضَلَّتْ وَرَبُّ الْأَرْضِينَ وَمَا أَقَلَّتْ ورب الشياطين وما أضلت كن لي جارا من شر خلقك كلهم أجمعين أن يفرط علي أحد منهم أو أن يبغى علي عز جارك وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك. Have you done this one? So he said, when you go back to sleep, when you go to bed, say, Oh Allah, again, look at the prayers, the praise of Allah. Oh Allah, the Lord of the seven heavens. Oh Allah, the Lord of the seven heavens and whatever they give shade over. وَرَبَّ الْأَرْضِينَ And the Lord of the earths, the many earths and what they carry. And the Lord of the many, interesting, the Lord of the many shayateen. All the shayateen of the world. وَمَا أَضَلَّتْ And whatever they mislead. And whoever they mislead. Ajib. Right, so not only the creation of Allah, but what they do. The heavens, whoever they cover. The earth, whoever they hold. The shayateen, and whoever they mislead. Now what? Kun li jaran min sharri khalqik, O Allah, please be my protector. Be my protector, be my savior from the worst of your creations, from all of the worst of your creations out there. أَنْ يَفْرُطَ عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ, that anyone is capable. Protect me from any one of them being capable of harming me, of causing any type of affliction, pain to me, attacking me, يَبْغَى عَلَيَّ, being oppressive towards me. Protect me from any evil that exists within the heavens, within the earth, and all the shayateen out there, from any of them coming after me. عَزَّ جَارُكْ وَجَلَّ ثَنَاؤُكْ. Oh Allah, I've now asked you for your protection. Your protection is not no small protection. It is the most powerful and noble protection anyone can be given, is a protection of Allah. وَجَلَّ ثَنَاؤُكْ. And oh Allah, there is no praise that matches your praise. Your praise is the greatest, most beautiful, most powerful praise is whose? Allah's. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكْ. There is no deity besides you. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And there's no God besides you. So this is a dua given to the most powerful, most well-known general of the, right? Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. And every night he is being asked to what? To ask Allah protection from the evil makhluk out there. We talked about the Ayatul Kursi, that not being able to read Ayatul Kursi before going to sleep, this also has an amal of shaitan in it. Shaitan is the one who said, if you read Ayatul Kursi, you'll be protected from me, right? We did that on Thursday. So same thing over here. The fact that we're making this dua at night and we're asking Allah protection from all the evil, and also specifically address Allah as رَبَّ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَمَا أَضَلَّتْ, the Lord of all the shayateen and whoever they mislead, we can possibly deduce from that many times the shayateen also make it difficult for us to fall asleep. And I think for nowadays, this is very true. Because most of the time when people can't fall asleep, do they indulge in doing something, dhikr, dua? What do? They just pick up their phone. Yes. And then they watch this, and they watch that, and they do this, and they do that. So this is like a shaitani tactic. To get people, someone says, no, I listen to all these bayans in Ramadan, I don't want to waste my time on my phone. But if you can't fall asleep, especially Saturday night, today, tomorrow you don't have work, you don't have school, what happens? You just pull out your phone. There you go. Done. All the qiyam al-layl, all the dhikr, dua, fasting, all the blessings of that, out the door. We lost it. 8-7 days of fast, you can lose that in 7 seconds. So I think definitely nowadays, we really have to be wary of not falling asleep. Or make sure, if you're not able to fall asleep, then play Surah Al-Baqarah. You know, alhamdulillah, use your phone for a good thing. Play Surah Al-Baqarah from, you know, SoundCloud or something like that. Now you don't need to have YouTube. And then there are various, Surah Taha is very good. And also, listen to Surah Taha, listen to Surah Al-Rahman, listen to Surah Al-Baqarah. And keep that playing, and inshallah you'll fall asleep, along with the du'as that we just recited. And you can obviously, this is recorded, for those of you who's like, oh, I didn't get that du'a, just rewind it, it's available, this is recorded. So go, rewind it, and alhamdulillah, memorize the du'a, find it, keep it on your phone if that's an issue that you're dealing with. Another thing I want to point out from here is how shaitan, no matter how powerful he is apparently in harming us, no matter how much it seems like, man, shaitan got me again through this evil shaitan is giving me emotional pain, physical pain, spiritually is destroying me, etc. At the end of the day, he is makhluq of Allah. He is not God. He is makhluq. He cannot do anything without the permission of Allah. So we need not become overwhelmed and super scared or feeling depressed that I can't believe shaitan keeps on doing this to me. Just make sure you turn to the right being, the controller and the creator of shaitan, the very same Allah who will make him burn in hell for eternity at the lowest part of Jahannam forever, for trillions and trillions and trillions of years. And for every single person he's misled, he's going to have to do another billion years forever. So just ask that Allah who created shaitan and was allowing him to harm us, to say, Allah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya Allah, please, I seek refuge in you from this accursed shaitan. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min iblisa wa junudi. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from Iblis and his armies. Allahumma asibni min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect us from the accursed shaytan. Right? So, and many other du'as that are there. So we have to simply resort to seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in overcoming these attacks of shaytan, be it in the form of being misled, or in the form of not falling asleep, or in the form of committing a sin. And we keep on slipping into the sin, keep on turning to Allah and saying, Allah, you know, I seek your assistance. So definitely, but do not start scrolling if you can't fall asleep. This is the knee-jerk reaction that Ummah is going through now. Immediately pull that up. This is the worst thing you're doing. You're really giving a victory to shaitan over yourself. Put that away in a separate room so you're not tempted. Or make sure you just have some Quran playing for hours. And inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, if you read this dua and as well as listen to the Quran, as long as there are not some other physical issues, we hope and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants shifa. Inshallah, we'll do. We have 10 minutes now, subhanAllah, and we can do some dhikr and dua. If everyone wants to go, we can, so everyone can participate in dua from the very beginning. Maybe you can ask everyone to just go downstairs right now. And at so in the next 9 minutes, we'll make dhikr and dua. Inshallah, you can just head downstairs and you can join us. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام والبركة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نعصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد حمدا إذا رضيت سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم صلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد صلاة تجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهيرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على درجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة بعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا أفرغ علينا الصبر ربنا أفرغ علينا الصبر وتوفنا مسلمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نور قلوبنا بعلمك واستعمل أبداننا لطاعتك ووفقنا لما تحب وترضى من قول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب Oh Allah, oh Allah, we ask you to accept this fast of ours. Oh Allah, and all the previous 7 days that we have fasted. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to grant us, Ya Allah, the tawfiq, to be able to lead every single day in a manner that is most pleasing to you, in a manner that is most productive for us, and the most benefit for us in the long run. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from every instance in which we have disobeyed you, from every instance in which we have been ungrateful for you, for every instance we have in which we have not thought about you, for every instance of ghafla and heedlessness that we have spent in our life. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are the ones who have committed sin, but we cannot get forgiveness for this until you inspire us with the words and with the emotions and with the sincerity required to gain your forgiveness. Ya Allah, I ask you to inspire us all with genuine remorse over our mistakes. O Allah, grant us the willpower to be able to stay away from our mistakes. Grant us the foresight and the insight to be able to figure out when and where and how we are making mistakes. O Allah, be those mistakes of our character, mistakes of our hands and feet, eyes and ears, or any other limb of the body or any other aspect of our life in which we are. Ya Allah, disobeying orders or breaking the hearts of fellow human beings, or making or causing any type of oppression or aggression on this earth. Ya Allah, we seek refuge in you from all the rights of yours and the rights of the Prophet ﷺ that we have trampled upon. And we seek refuge in you and we seek protection in you from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we seek protection in you from, Ya Allah, trampling the rights of any of our fellow human beings. Oh Allah, we ask you, Allah, to grant us the ishq and the love of the Quran, and allow us, Ya Allah, to spend our hours in the weekend and hours also on the weeknights and weekdays connecting ourselves, Ya Allah, with the Quran. Oh Allah, forgive our parents, our siblings, our elders, our youngsters. And oh Allah, grant everyone ikhlas. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.